The nuclear risk is real. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Those comments from President Biden talking about Russia's threat of using tactical nuclear weapons after suffering massive setbacks in the invasion of Ukraine. The president with the comments at a fundraiser for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, adding Russian President Vladimir Putin is a guy he knows fairly well, and he says Putin was not joking when he talked about using the weapons. Meanwhile, a pair of Russians are hoping to gain asylum after traveling to a remote Alaskan island.
Russians, mostly young men, are fleeing their country over fears President Vladimir Putin will draft them into military service. This is the Kremlin's troops continue to get bogged down in their invasion into Ukraine drags into an eighth month. Two men attempted to flee forced military service by boat, crossed the Bering Sea, and landed on a remote Alaskan island. Both are asking to stay in the U.S. Alaskan Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan confirmed their arrival Thursday.
Fox's Tom Graham. Police in Merced County, California say relatives of the family abducted and later found dead had a longstanding feud with the man suspected of killing them. They say Jesus Salgado was a former employee who sent threatening emails or texts about a year ago. An investigation in Las Vegas after police say a man carrying a large kitchen knife stabbed several people on the Las Vegas Strip.
Las Vegas Metropolitan Police say two people have died and six others are in the hospital, three in critical condition, following a stabbing on the sidewalk in front of a casino. Deputy Police Chief James LaRochelle says the suspect was taken into custody after attempting to flee the scene.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A North Carolina man has pled guilty to plotting with other members of the Proud Boys to stop the certification of the 2020 election. Jeremy Joseph Bertino is the first member of the group to plead guilty to seditious conspiracy. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A judge in Wisconsin says voters cannot cancel their original absentee ballot selections and request a new ballot.
If you decide you want to redo your absentee ballot vote, it's called ballot spoiling. And during the primary, some candidate names appeared who later ended up not running. So people were told they could basically have a redo. But then ahead of midterms, county elections officials got guidance from a state elections commission on ballot spoiling moving forward. A Republican group led by former Attorney General Bill Barr and GOP strategist Karl Rove sued, saying this is against the law and creates confusion. A Waukesha County judge, who's also the state's former Republican Attorney General, agreed and said ballot spoiling is prohibited. Prior to this ruling, the Democratic National Committee chair said the Republican lawsuit was an effort to restrict voting access. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Senator Chuck Grassley says a whistleblower claims an internal review found 665 FBI personnel that have resigned or retired to avoid accountability in misconduct probes over the past 20 years. The whistleblower told Grassley's office the Justice Department launched the review in 2020 after an Associated Press investigation into sexual misconduct among senior FBI officials. It was not clear how many of the 665 cases involved sexual misconduct. The FBI declined to comment to the Associated Press specifically on the whistleblower's allegation or to provide its own tally of disciplinary cases. A shopping giant is staffing up ahead of the holiday season.
Amazon is hiring 150,000 workers for the holiday season at an average of $19 an hour. The company is also paying $3,000 sign-on bonuses in some markets. Amazon says the positions range from packing and picking to sorting and shipping and are full and part-time.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Open positions are being posted on Amazon.com/apply. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.